Busy.
Yes.
Adrian Peterson. I don't know whether you saw him last year at all, but any words for the comeback that he's made and the fact that he doesn't look a step slower?
No, he doesn't. And just as violent as he was before he got hurt, as far as the type of runner he is. You know, he looks like he would prefer to run through guys, not necessarily over them, but run through tackles rather than try to – and he can make you misses, you know, and run away from you as well. But, yeah, he looks as good as I've seen him.
Bill, the problems you guys have had in coverage, particularly on Sunday, are those technique things? Is it just – is it miscommunications? What resulted there?
You know, each individual one was different, you know, so it's not like, hey, guys aren't getting the call or, you know, guys are just – blatantly getting the ball thrown over their head. You know, they're each individual thing was different. You know, it might have been a technique on one or a misleverage on another, or maybe some connected communication from other defenders that maybe affected the guy who was in the coverage on the particular route, you know. So, and they did. They had four big ones on us the other day. But they were all unique. They were different coverages, each one, and, you know, different guys involved in it. So, you know, it looks like a compounded issue, but again, they're just individual instances. You know, that doesn't mean they still didn't hit the passes on us, which that's got to get corrected. You know.
So the things in the secondary get magnified from what you've seen this year because of maybe the lack of pressure or disruption from the front four?
Well, I know it's easy to say that from the other day's game because we weren't able to affect the quarterback like we had hoped to and planned to and really needed to, because again, when you're playing a guy that good, you know, even when we had eight guys back there in coverage, you know, and you know you're gonna forfeit some of your rush pressure there because you're only rushing three guys when you select to do that. But even when we rushed four or we did pressure, you know, we actually sent second-level guys there, we weren't able to affect the quarterback like we needed to, and he's just too good, you know, even though they have a quality group of receivers as well. But just him alone, he's too good if you just let him get comfortable and throw the ball down the field. You've got to get him to move and feel pressure and get the pocket collapsed on him, and we didn't do a good enough job of that on Sunday. No, I don't think it's been a common problem all year. Definitely, they did a great job against us the other day. They blocked us up. But no, I don't think it's been a common problem all year.
Has there been a domino effect with the loss of Adrian Claiborne, where now Gerald's seeing more double teams and Michael Bennett's seeing chip blockers that he wasn't seeing before? Is it kind of what you're seeing develop now?
I think you saw some of that the other day. And if people are smart, they'd think that way, you know. So it's our job to kind of create different scenarios about how we can rush those guys from different angles and different spots, you know what I mean? Because, right, people are smart, they're going to do that. And they did a good job of that the other day against us.
No, I know you want to mix it up on anybody, really, Drew Brees included, but would you rethink some of those three-man rushes on third down against him just because it becomes almost like, you know, it's eight guys in coverage, but for him, it's like 7-on-7 at times.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, in hindsight, shoulda, woulda, coulda, because that's what he did. We weren't able to pressure him well enough with three where he was going to throw on timing. In my mind, again, it's easy to say this after the fact watching the film, when he felt that it was a three-man rush, he held on to the ball and waited for the down-the-field routes to get open. And even though we had eight guys back there and the windows were very, very small, he still fired it in there and hit, you know, some 10, 15-yard hits on those. And so, yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know, throw the house at him, and at least the ball's going to come out sooner and the issue will be declared early in the down, you know what I mean? So, yeah, some of those definitely backfired on us.
You see a guy like Terrell Suggs come back from the ACL, from the Achilles injury and played last week. Does that kind of give you any hope? I know every player is different in the recovery time, but when you've got, you know, DaQuan out there and working, does that give you the encouragement that you might be able to use him in the short term?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm hoping he's able to help us and contribute, you know, as soon as possible. You know, I mean, he's a quality player, as you know, and we've missed him. And like you said, with the loss of AC, we would definitely have a need for him to fill a spot and get playing time and snaps, yes.
Bill, this is a little off the subject, but you got a guy in the building, Butch, who's got a great defensive background. How much do you guys work together at all? I mean, I know you're the coordinator. I'm not suggesting you need help. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, you guys use him as a resource, I assume. Kind of how much do you interact with Butch, and does he help you on defense at all?
Yes, he's around all the time. He watches a ton of film of our upcoming opponent. He's almost, from a film study standpoint, almost like an advanced scout. You know, even before we're ready to move on to the next game, he's already looked at three or four games of the upcoming opponent. He does a great job of really analyzing the upcoming quarterbacks we're playing and how they move in the pocket, how they scramble, where they like to throw the ball to, what kind of play actions. He does a great job of that. And these are all things that he's done in the past at other places, and he shares them with us. And then, yeah, he's in a majority of our defensive meetings in the early part of the week when we're digesting the film and putting together the plan. Yeah, so he's a tremendous resource and has been very helpful. Yeah.
Coach, Greg Schiano references a lot how hard the Bucs work in practice. Can you sort of give any perspective from your other stops in the NFL, maybe compare and contrast how hard this team works versus others?
I think it's probably two things. One is just the tempo with which we practice from going from one drill to the next. There's very little downtime in practice, although we have scheduled breaks because of the heat down here. We want to let our guys get rehydrated. It's probably the tempo with which we go from one drill to the next. It's just a very fast-paced, always moving, going on to the next period and getting right into the plays. And then the other is just the effort we ask and demand of the players when they are taking their practice reps, where I think when you get in the later part of the season, some of the teams, in an attempt to maybe save their players or, you know, keep them fresher, they don't really ask or demand a high-speed tempo as they take each play. And we do that, and we actually grade our guys just on hustle and effort during practice. So those are probably the two things I'd say that probably be different than many teams.
Coach, you guys have had a lot of success, obviously, against the run this year, ranked very high, if not number one. But does that hurt your pass rush when you commit that much to stopping the run? Would that affect your pass defense?
It shouldn't. It should help your pass defense. You know, there's two kinds of passes. One is the first and second downs. So you might think that, well, because maybe if you're loading up so much to play the run, it's exposing you in the first and second down pass. And honestly, that hasn't been the case. You know, even some of the things that happened the other day, it was really our mishaps, not something like, wow, that was a really clever pass route concept that we just couldn't cover in that coverage. But the other thing is when you do a good job in the running game, it really sets you up for longer third downs, which you should be better at. And we have done a decent job in third down, not as well in the last 2 weeks, but through the course of the year, we've done well on third down. And doing a good job in the run game on first and second down should set you up for longer third downs. So that actually helps your pass defense.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Not really.